Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We sweeped every damn race. Good morning, everybody. Today is a great day, not only for the Democratic Party, but a great day for America. I want to run through some of the election results from last night. I want to show you some clips from Zohran's acceptance speech, but just understand, 1 year ago today, I had to make a video that was kind of similar about election results, but it was a lot more dark in its tone. 1 year ago, the Democratic Party took a massive loss to Donald Trump, and I had to sit here and say, listen, we are going to pick up the pieces, we are going to rebuild, it's going to be tough, but we will steer the ship. What I didn't realize is that 1 year later, Zohran Mamdani, a firebrand politician, would steer the ship for all of us and help us give some clarity, help give us some clarity on which direction the party needs to go. And that direction is affordability. It's policy that aligns with what people think about on a day-to-day basis. Not any cultural stuff, not any wild stuff. Just things that people focus on, like buses, like food, like the cost of living in New York City. That worked. That resonated. Of course, he went up against a uniquely weak candidate in Cuomo, but he is uniquely strong as a candidate, and that's why he won the primary by 12 points and is going to win the general by likely more as the votes are being counted. But just to back up, Abigail Spanberger, who is going to be the first woman governor of Virginia, won by 15 percentage points. She got 57% of the vote. That is an absolute blowout. What about Mickey Sherrill, who's going to be the governor of New Jersey? She also won by 14.7 percentage points, almost 15 points on the dots. This was an absolute blowout. And even my Republican friends were saying, guys, we have to change the tactic. Even Vivek Ramaswamy posted a video saying, guys, this did not go well for us. So I just want to say, the Democratic Party does have a spark. The Democratic Party does have a direction, and this might have arguably even been worse than the midterms in 2018. Now, these were not midterms. This was a special election. We'll have the midterms in a year, of course. But with some of the seats that Democrats flipped, like for the first time in two decades, Democrats captured statewide offices in the state of Georgia. So Democrats had won Senate seats. Those are more federal positions. But for the first time in two decades, almost 20 years exactly, Democrats were able to win non-federal statewide offices in Georgia and flipped two seats on the Georgia Public Commission. I mean, this is great stuff. That means voters turned out, voters were angry at the Republican Party, angry at Donald Trump, and at least see a vision in the Democratic Party. Something else that this kind of makes me realize, and this is going to make people mad, but it's that Kamala's campaign was a weak point for the Democrats. I think she did great. I think she ran a great campaign. I voted for her. I was very supportive of her. And I'm not going to sit here and criticize someone who had 100 days. This is not her fault. But seeing the performance of, for example, Mickey Sherrill or Abigail Spanberger, granted they aren't black women in America, I understand how hard it was for Kamala, or seeing people like Zohran Mamdani, a Muslim dude in New York who literally is killing it, just shows that the Democratic Party can have energy, but it's about the branding. It's about the way that you package these ideas. And Zohran packaged the ideas in such a groundbreaking, amazing way, but it's just such a simple way as well. Let's watch his final message to Donald Trump during his speech last night.
So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching,
the entire speech is quite amazing and inspiring. I highly go recommend you watch it. But when he says Trump should turn the volume up, I kind of took that to mean a few things. Not only is he saying like, yo, turn the volume up and listen. I think he's saying we're here to stay. Like there's no reason to turn off the TV. There's no reason to ignore this. Turn the volume up. Listen to what I'm saying because we are here to stay. Donald Trump acts as if he doesn't want the Democratic Party to exist. He does not want the Dems to exist. He attacks our infrastructure like Act Blue. He attacks our law firms. He attacks universities for being too left-wing, judges that he deems left-wing, but we are here to stay. The Democratic Party just made a lot of noise. Let's go over to Virginia for 1 second. Democrats in Virginia achieved a resounding sweep, just an overall sweep. Abigail Spanberger's victory was accompanied by Democratic wins for the lieutenant governor position. We won that. The attorney general office, we won that. Plus, Democrats expanded their majority in the Virginia House of Delegates for, again, the first time in years. In Georgia, for the first time in 2 decades, we gained state seats. In Virginia, for the first time in years, we were able to actually expand our majority in the House of Delegates. And a lot of people enjoyed Spanberger's pragmatic approach. And this is what we also need to understand about the Democratic Party. We need to build a supermajority. Therefore, we need to have a supermajority mindset. If Abigail Spanberger tried to run the campaign that she ran in New York, and if Zohran Mamdani tried to run the campaign that he ran in Virginia, both of them would have done way different. Obviously, the issues are different, but I just mean the style of campaigns. We need to understand that different candidates in different areas can appeal to people in different ways. Andy Beshear is a Democrat who is a governor that is very, very popular. He's very popular in a red state. And that's because he knows how to speak to people. He knows the line to push. If he were speaking like Zohran Mamdani, which I support Zohran, but if Andy Beshear were speaking like Zohran, he wouldn't be doing well. So the point here is, Democrats can't be so ideologically rigid in one box with all these tests. We need to understand that candidates across the country can have different beliefs. We need to draw the line somewhere. So no bigotry. We don't want people who are like pro-life or whatever, or anti-choice. We don't want people who are transphobic. Of course, we draw the line, but we want power. We need power in order to protect the rights of minorities. So that's why we need to engage in supermajority thinking. Supermajority thinking is what I just said. It's that a candidate in New York can do one thing and be called a Democrat, and a candidate all the way across the country in some red state can also be a Democrat just as much, and they can be accepted into the same tent. Now, honestly, the people holding that back right now are the establishment Dems. F every single establishment Dem who refused to endorse Zohran, who refused to back him, who refused to take the risk and thought they want to play it so safe that they'd rather endorse or just, you know, play defense for an actual sexual predator. It's insane. So I just want to back up one more time. Voters cited in their exit polls a few key issues. Affordability was one of the top issues. Surprise, surprise. Healthcare was oftentimes the second highest issue, and then opposition to Trump policies was another massive leading policy that led to this blue wave. Again, this is an off-year blue wave in a special election. This is not a midterm. This is not a general election. This is a special election, which is very, very important, but this just means we have to carry this momentum over the next 365 days and make sure we continue to spread the word. I can't lie. The work that you guys have done on this, the work that we've all done together has helped spread the word to people in Virginia, people in New York. We are now the media. We are now the people who get to call out the Trump administration. So as Democrats make historic advances, I want everybody to celebrate. I want everybody to think about what went right here, what went wrong a year ago. A lot of people in my comment section just want to brush it off and say, Adam, Kamala ran a perfect campaign. It was just stolen. And then to that I ask, I mean, there hasn't been a single court challenge. Like, there hasn't been a single anything showing that it was stolen. No Democratic politician has said that. And number two, that's just a way of not having to do any sort of self-reflection. Like, you really think we have to do no self-reflection over 2024? Sorry. Of course we have to do self-reflection and see how we can get better so we can continue to win just like we did tonight. But again, affordability, healthcare, things that the Republicans don't have a plan for, but the Democrats do have a plan for. Let's continue to push this. Let's continue to spread the word. I love you all. I'm going to do some travel today, so I'll catch up with you guys later, and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.